It says there, avoid godless, foolish discussions that lead to more and more ungodliness. Now, you get a bunch of men together. Of course, women are not quite as bad, I don't think. But you get a bunch of men together, they can, especially if they're just a little bit ungodly, they can really get into some wild stories. You know that? About the sins that they've lived in and all the kind of things they've done. You know, oh, it's just awful what they talk about. Get in the Word, and then we learn the truth, and we study. So let's, if we avoid this godless and foolish discussions that lead to more and more ungodliness. In fact, as children of God, we want to work hard and lead, be led to godliness, not into ungodliness, right? We want to walk holy and obedient to His Word. 17 and 18, let's see what he says there. This kind of talk spreads like cancer. It says, now, Hymenaeus and Philetus are examples of this. They have left the path of truth, preaching the lie that the resurrection of the dead has already occurred. You know, there's a lot of people, even back 2,000 years ago, that believed that the resurrection of Jesus Christ had already taken place. There's a lot of people believe a lot of strange things about God's Word and believe certain things have happened. I mean, I was talking with a couple of men. It's been many years ago, and these two men were in the office where I was, and they'd both been to church on Sunday, and they heard their preacher preach, you know, about their preacher was preaching that we are living in the millennial reign of Christ right now. And so anyway, I listened to them a little while, and I said, I have a question. I said, what's that? I said, you know, if we're living in the millennial reign of Christ, it says the devil will be locked up during that time and there will be no evil. I said, so do you boys see any evil anywhere? They said, well, yes. I said, so then we must not be living in the millennium. But our preacher said, I said, you know, I don't care what your preacher said. I said, I'll tell you what to do. I said, you guys go back, and I give them the exact scriptures in the book of Revelation that talks about the millennial reign of Christ. I said, I want you to go home tonight, both of you, and I want you to read this, and the next two or three days, I know y'all are going to be back over here, I want us to talk about this again. And they said, okay. So anyway, a couple, two or three days later, they were both there, and I saw them, and I said, did you guys read that? One of them said, nah, I didn't read it. I said, oh, okay, so you don't want to gain in your knowledge. He said, oh, I didn't read it. He said, my preacher said that, so that's okay. And the other one said, well, I did. I went home and I read all those scriptures. And he said, the more I read those scriptures, the more I believed you were right. And when I finally decided, hey, he appears to be right. So he said, I just closed the book and shut it up and I thought, he can't be right because my preacher said. So I thought to myself, boy, are we dummies. You know, do we need to get in the Word a little more, Jack? Yeah. Yes, we really do need to get in the Word. Even when you get in the Word and it says something, if you got one of those preachers that's preaching something that's not exactly right, and you believe him, the Scripture tells you about him. You know, and just because a man's standing here doesn't mean that all of them are right. That's why you need to confirm everything that's said with God's Word. If God's Word does not align with what I say, don't you believe it for a second. Is that right? If God's Word aligns with what I say, then you better believe it. You better believe it. Now then, he says, they have left the path of truth, preaching the lie that the resurrection of the dead has already occurred, and they have undermined the faith of some. You see how people's faith can be undermined? I mean, just think, I was in a church, good organization, good denomination, for all those years. And in that denomination, I was never taught the power that was available to me. Never. And how did I learn it? I started reading this book on my own. And all of a sudden, when I began to read the book, did I learn it the first time through? No. I mean, some of those things I would read through, just like that power over the enemy in Luke 10, 19 and 20, I bet I read that 50 times. And then one day, it's kind of like the day that when my car quit on me going down to Goldthwaite years ago, my little Toyota, when it quit in Granbury, I pulled off the side of the road and fuel pump had failed. And I got out and took the gas line out and had Betty turn the starter over and nothing came out. And so I said, oh, shucks. I said, here I am in Granbury at 9 o'clock on Friday night in a foreign car and a broke fuel pump. I said, Lord, what am I going to do? You know, isn't that amazing how we talking to God, but you don't realize He's listening, Bill? You know, you've been guilty of that too, right? Yeah, not anymore. Yeah, but we used to be, and I was then. And all of a sudden, when I said that, He spoke to me. He said, son, did I not say in my word that you could ask for anything and I would do it for you? I said, well, yes, Lord, you did. He said, well, so what do you need? I mean, you talk about feeling like a dummy, Betty. I mean, you know what I mean, right? Well, now how often do we struggle and go into great detail trying to get something to do something or to get something done, and then finally we come to our senses and ask the king? You've been there and done that too, haven't you, girl? I have been there and done it who knows how many times. And the thing about it is, it's so sad, it still happens to me today. I still do those kind of things once in a while. I get so involved, I forget to ask God for wisdom and knowledge how to do things today. I'm going to do it on my own. And I don't ever get it done as good or as quickly as I would if I'd ask Him first. So, it says, these men have left the path of truth, preaching the lie that the resurrection of the dead has already occurred, and they have undermined the faith of some. So, if somebody's teaching something that is, and they're not backing it up with Scripture, some of the people that are sitting out there think, well, he's right because he's a preacher. Now, years ago, when I was sitting out there, and it was a Baptist preacher up here, I thought the guy standing here knew everything about God's Word. I assumed that. I mean, he's got to know everything. He's a preacher. He's been to seminary. I mean, so, you know, he's got to know everything. But I found out when I started asking questions about God's Word, that wasn't true. There's a lot of things we don't know as preachers. So, verse 8, 19 and 20. But God's truth stands firm like a foundation stone with its inscription. The Lord knows those who are His, and those who claim they belong to the Lord must turn away from all wickedness. Now, obviously, the church has not read that very well. Have you ever seen anybody in church that's living in sin? You ever seen anybody in a church that tells a lie? You ever seen anybody that would steal something? Have you ever heard a Christian that, just like I was the other day now, I went down to Home Depot and I was buying some flooring. I got 35 4x8 sheets. They were $12 a piece, $11.98 or whatever they were, 12 bucks. I bought 35 of them. One of the guys at Home Depot helped me put them on the cart and we pushed them out with a lot of other stuff. And when we got up there, the girl said, how many of those you have? And the guy that worked there said, he has 35. I heard that. And so she checked everything out. And then when I got ready to go, I walked out the door. And when I got out the door, I thought, I'm computing this in my head. Okay, this was $10. This was $20. Those were $12 a sheet. And I got 35 of them. And I'm thinking, no, this is something wrong with this ticket. So I stopped and I go back and look at the ticket. And when it come to the 35 sheets of flooring, she had charged me the right price for each piece. But she marked 25. Not 35. So I stopped. I turned around. I walked back in there. And the lady was already gone. There was a man standing there at the register. They must have changed quickly. I wasn't even halfway to my truck when I realized this. I go back in and I said, sir, there's a mistake. He said, what's that? I said, right here, this lady charged me for 25 pieces of flooring when I got 35. And he said, you got 35? I said, yeah. He said, Thurman? He said, sir, you are very honest. I said, well, you know, I learned something a long time ago. If I'd have walked out this door and said I made 10 sheets of flooring, that's $120. I said, knowing that I am a Christian, I can guarantee you that would have cost me somewhere between 4 and 7 times that value. I said, you know, I could have put that in my truck and thought, wow, I got by with $120. And I'm driving down the road and somebody stops and I don't see them and I crash the whole front end of my truck. This cost me $2,000. I got by with something, didn't I? No, I didn't get by with nothing. But do we ever put that together? No. You know, we don't seem to ever put that together as Christians. When God says we're to leave how much wickedness? You think He means that? If you're living in obedience to His Word, I'll tell you what, I love being able to hear the voice of God. Back in the summer, when I was going toward Justin one afternoon in my little truck, and the sun was coming right down over the hill right there, it was right in my face. I mean, have you ever done that? You know, when the sun is so bright, you just can't see anything in front of you. You got your hand up, you're doing everything. And I'm driving along there, and I'm already slowed down, slower than the 45 where I was. And all of a sudden, I hear the voice just as clear, "Son, watch for the bicycle." I thought, a bicycle? So I even hit the brakes. I looked behind me, nobody behind me. I hit the brakes, slowed down a little more to about 20 miles an hour, and pulled toward the center of the road, and where the left is right there, thinking that if there's a bicycle there, and about that time, whew, I go right past him. A guy riding a bicycle right on his shoulder. I never saw him till I went by him. And when I got by him, I said, "Lord, thank you for being my Lord and my God, and thank you for talking to me." That man that was riding that bicycle is still okay today because my God spoke to me. If I hadn't have been spoken to by the Lord, I'd have hit that boy right in the back end of that bicycle. And who knows what might have happened. I mean, aren't you glad that we have a God that talks?
Amen.
I'm glad I have a God that when I'm obedient, He talks to me. You know, He blesses me. He does wonderful things. Now, if I'd have been a disobedient son, I wouldn't have heard that voice. I would not have heard that voice. And so I could have easily run over that boy. God's truth stands firm like a foundation stone with this inscription: the Lord knows those who are His. If you're His, He knows you. He knows your name.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety, titled "Use God's Mighty Weapons," or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.